أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون من خطابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا رب السماوات والأرض رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابًا وَكَوَاعِبَ السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح يوم يقوم الروح يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا. يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Ons dank vir Allah Ta'ala vir die pragtige teachings van Islam. Alle salawat op onze geliefde Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Daardie geliefde Rasul wat ons gereminded that when Allah loves a person, Allah grants him understanding of deen. And Allah grants that individual disinclination for this world. And Allah grants that individual a keen recognition of his own shortcomings. And this is exactly the key of Ramadan. that a Muslim doesn't change for Ramadan. A Muslim changes himself or herself for life. As Allah makes mention in the Quran, O believers, respond to Allah and the Rasul of Allah to that which is going to bring life to that dead heart, that sick heart, that heart that is void of Allah. Come back to Allah. Don't drown yourself in this love of this world. Come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul of Allah. That's going to bring life to that heart of yours. Because ultimately know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you and your heart is a barrier that Allah wants. Allah wants that heart of yours. So Ramadan calls for us to fix this heart. Ramadan calls our hearts to guidance, to nur, to humility, to a heart that is satisfied with his Allah. He's at peace with the Quran. He's at peace with the nur of Iman. Therefore, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, he says, "Man aasha ma Allah, taala aishuhu." When you live for Allah, you will enjoy a sweet life. وَمَنْ عَاشَ مَعَ نَفْسِهِ وَهَوَى طَالَ عَيْشُهُ. On the other hand, whoever lives for yourself and only your desires, you will see in your life potholes, like a reckless life. Because ultimately, Allah wants you to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mag Allah vermeen vir die verstaan en geef. Therefore, one person wrote so beautifully, Ramadan in the English words, Ramadan, R-A-M-A-D-A-N. I say, as a kick on it, as an acronym, Ramadan, R, remember, A, Allah, M, morning, afternoon, day and night, subhanallah. In the English term said it, in the Arabic term said it via Ramadan. Ramadan, the root letters Ramadan, what betekent? Ultimately, to come closer to Allah, but to cleanse his heart of all the sicknesses and the sins thereof. Because Allah gives an excuse for us as college of taqwa. Allah wants us to be in this environment of masjid. Like a fish feels lekker when it is in a pond or in the sea. Likewise, Allah wants us to be in the environment of ibadah. Therefore, the ulama explained to us that iman and taqwa is so important. Because Allah makes reference in the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. If people of a community can bring iman and taqwa in their lives, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ barakat. We will open up for them blessings of the heavens and the earth. So here Allah is showing us, when we are fasting iman and wahtisaba. We are fasting with that faith in Allah and hoping for whatever Allah is going to give us of the rewards thereof. وَمَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ. And we're standing in Taraweeh at night time. We are making that sacrifice because we go to work at day or we are studying at college and now we are putting in an extra hour and a half or two for the pleasure of Allah. What is Allah going to give us in return? That is why Ramadan is known as the college of taqwa. Because what can you achieve with Ramadan? Your salahs become timely salah. Try to make every salah of yours on time. You start engaging in tilawat of Quran, also a sign of taqwa. Timely salah, tilawat of Quran. You engage in the dhikr of Allah, the tasbih of Allah. You engage, you think about tawbah, and you make two rakahs tawbah to Allah, and you ask him for forgiveness. When you enter the masjid, you engage in tahiyyatul masjid. Because your longing is tazkiyatul nufus. I want to rid my heart of all impurities. I want tazkiyah, I want pureness of heart. You stand up for tahajjud, because you are waking up for suhoor. So you stand up a little bit early, you make two rakahs of tahajjud. And you put complete your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Imam Ghazali, he adds more things to this taqwa, where he says, true fasting is when you start to talk less. When you start to talk less, that is a sign of real taqwa. And when you see that yourself, every Taraweeh, you do not skip a Taraweeh because you want that maximum benefit from the barakat of this month of Ramadan. Therefore, it is said, Rasulullah said, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ زُورِ. If you do not give up any kind of ugly speeches in Ramadan, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةً أَنْ يَدَعْ طَعَامَ وَشَرَابَ. Then Allah is not in need of you staying away from fruit and drink. In other words, Allah is not in need of your fast. Because you're not going, you're not making that extra effort yourself. How to control this tongue of yours. In other words, Imam Ghazali says, let your mouth fast. And what is that? Train the tongue to fast. Because when Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi, look into the words of Rasulullah, when Rasulullah said, every day before sunrise, your limbs reminds the tongue, fear Allah. Your limbs reminds the tongue, fear Allah. In istakamta, istakamna. If you speak nice, the limbs itself responds nicely for the day. Wa in a'wajta, a'wajna. And if you are crooked, the whole body feels paralyzed. Allah subhanahu inshallah. Dabo say Imam Ghazali, a sign from taqwa. Idha sumta falyasum sam'ak. Wa idha sumta falyasum basarak. Train the eyes to fast. Train the tongue to fast. Train the mind to fast. Let every limb of your fast. It reminds me of that day when Bilal radiallahu anhu was engaged in an optional fasting, a nafl fasting. And it was Rasul Sallallahu's habit to never eat alone. When he saw Bilal, he said, oh Bilal, come and sit with me and eat something. And Bilal said, oh Nabi, he indicated, carry on. And Rasulullah said, Bilal, Bismillah. And he then uttered, oh Rasul of Allah, inni sa'im, I'm fasting today, optional fast. Rasulullah was so happy with that he's fasting. Rasulullah told him, Asha'arta ya Bilal, oh Bilal, do you know that while you're in a state even of nafl, optional fasting, your body limbs, your parts of your body is in the tasbih, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine if that is optional fasting, what are we doing to this body of ours, subhanallah, whilst we are giving it also a break for the entire day, and we are engaged in ibadat, recitation of the Quran, dhikrullah, what does that do to the body, subhanallah? Therefore, Allah says in Surah Zumar, Ya ibadi fattakuni. O my devoted slaves, it is ultimately me that you ought to bring taqwa for. وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَنَبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. When you engage yourself in the taqwa, timely salah, tilawat Qur'an, dhikrullah, tasbih, tawbah, tahiyatul masjid, tazkiyah, tahajjud, tawakkul, talk less, engage in all the taraweeh, then what happens? اِجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. You will be disinclined to anything that is reminding you of other than Allah. You'll be slowly disinclining towards that. And what will happen? أَيَّعْبُدُوهَا. You will not want to worship these small gods. Instead, you will be surrounded only with Allah and the nur of Allah. Then basharat comes your way, glad tidings comes your way. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, لَيْسَ السِّيَامِ مِنَ الْأَقْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ. The true fasting, the true essence of fasting, it's not just to stay away from food and drink. إِنَّمَا السِّيَامِ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفَثِ. But true fasting is when you stay away from idle talks. True fasting is when you stay away from offensive talks. As Rasulullah said, rather be alone than to be in a bad group. And be in good company, company of Allah, company of dhikrullah, company of Quran, company of good talks, than also to be alone. My dear friends, in Islam, Quran mentions clear to us, after greatness of salah, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِدُونَ. A true believer is that, he always shuns vain talks. Slava van Allah, kumboy say Allah ta'ala force in hadith kutsi. Wa Allah praat met ons directly and say, كُلُّ عَمَلْ ibn Adam lahu illa sawm. Whatever deeds you do, you're going to see its rewards, you're going to reap its rewards, except for fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي You fasted only for my sake. You fasted only for the love and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is your reward, say Allah? وَأَنَا أَجْزِيبِ I am your rewards. Imagine, وَوُخْ أَسْبُوَاسَ That Allah ta'ala saying, I am your rewards. يترك طعامه وشرابه وشهوته من أجلي. You have left your food and your drinking and your desires only for me. I am your reward. Subhanallah. Fasting is so. Niman kan sinje puasa ni. Se kan sinje puasa meskin inje akta ni bak. Masad asmar is bersir van Allah. Allah becomes your reward. Allah becomes your eyes by which you see. Allah becomes the ears by which you hear. Allah becomes your limbs by which you move. Allah becomes your thoughts by which you think. And then when you lift up your hands and communicate to Allah, you will see Allah answering every dua of yours. When you are asking Allah for protection, you will see Allah backs you up. Because when you become Allah's, Allah surely becomes yours. Therefore it is said, that the fasting person is like angels that don't eat and drink. Their sustenance is ibadah. You start enjoying, you start to understand the verse where Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have only created man and jinn to be subservient to Allah, to submit to Allah, to be in ibadah of Allah. And this you feel in the month of Ramadan. Therefore it is said, إِذَا سَلِمَ رَمَضَانَ سَلِمَةُ سَنَةٌ How well you spend as a believer the month of Ramadan, the whole year can go well with you in the similar way of the acts of ibadah. Mag Allah for us a mooi Ramadan geef. Mag Allah het laat gemakkelijk maken voor ons, onze poasa, onze siyam, onze tarawih, onze eie individual khatam van Quran. Mag Allah accept allemaal onze dua's. En onze mensen van Palestine, hulle laat weet hulle salams by die umma van onze geliefde Rasulullah. En meer die Muslim umma in South Africa. En all they want from us is to continue our du'as, especially when breaking your fast. For the liberation of Aqsa al-Mubarak. But we have to speak about them because we see things unfolding. And it's going from bad to worse. The worst that you have ever have witnessed in your entire life. This is what we are seeing there on the ground. They said that Gaza is experiencing what is said to be the greatest starvation in human history. Can you imagine that? Just for your information, this morning, two countries throw down containers of food because there's no way to enter through the grounds. These people are vulnerable. Just picture for one moment as I talk further, I'll come back to the point. Containers, remind me, forget the containers. What comes to my mind? We started to fast for how much days? 4 days we're fasting now. Those people has been fasting for 4 months. Those people don't know what is suhoor, a morning breakfast. They don't know what is iftar. They don't know what's a real juicy date. They don't know what it is zamzam. For this 4 months. In the week I saw a clip you must have seen. It touched me. That the mother... They're receiving dry roti. Dry roti! Ek en sy sal nog sê, wat is die? Dry roti. She's putting into her mouth. She's thanking Allah. She says, for weeks she haven't tasted a roti. Die moerse containers wat nog geval het van die Sama, Egypt en some ander country wat nog geweet, hoe sal hy sê, wat roepelit? Humanitarian aid. That thing just fell down. People are, because survival, they're all running. They are running because There's something for them. As they are running, the footage is showing a Khurad bomb come down on that containers and whoever was around it to pieces. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Have a heart. Pause and reflect. Then I see young children. This will be video, young children running with a carrier. Bags of rice, it is now a bus. They are taking amidst the sand, the hot sand, and that rice quantities, dry rice, putting it into their carrier bags. Perhaps that's going to be their only survival wherever they find themselves. Baya baya touching, my brothers. Or scandi, wat a soara geti. Allah for us gegee and gegee, and also gespoil, my brothers. Kan jylle nog gaat ding vir jylle vrouwens en jylle dochters en vir jylle self gaat lamba om te gaan kyk wat om te gaan dra, wat a fashions. Vat die geld en sê ek maak a pledge vir die mense van Gaza, my geliefde broers. Those people are in dire needs. As I told you a few weeks ago already, what hurts my heart, the complete silence of the Muslim world. But what hurts it even more? Imagine the borders of Egypt. Egypt. That's supposed to be Muslim. But it's plastic. It's not genuine Islam. Plastic sellouts. So what happens? One Arab and his family has already donated since the start so much of humanitarian help. Trucks and trucks and trucks. He doesn't want to be named. Because it's only for the sake of Allah. But he says his cry that he had to mention it for the world to open their eyes. The trucks is standing there. The guy that can just open up that gate. Muslim guy of Egypt. He's saying he wants, I'm under correction, it's $500 per truck to come through. I'd say Baksi. Did I say? Where's the heart for the people, the innocent civilians that is dying there in Palestine, in Gaza? Sellouts. Greed has become, there's no more humanity. There's no more that help of saving lives. Mag Allah for us groot maaf gee. At what state we are living in, my geliefde broers in Islam. So Israel, they're using food as a lethal weapon against Palestinians. In other words, the whole of Gaza is under starvation. Hunger is killing Gaza. Undernourished, malnutrition, thirst, alles wat jy kan dink van, medisyne, niks kom deur nie. Daar is ook nog 'n report vir oggend, 'n containers wat gekom het. Just because al die kos is daar, alles is daar. Net because daar was a scissors gewees. Humanitarians het miskien gegee scissors for different reasons, kleine scissors. Hulle sit by die border die, hulle refuse al die containers. Net because daar scissors. Wat soort een nasie as ons besig my geliefde broers in Islam. We know 2 weeks ago is known very, it's gone viral, the flower massacre. The flower massacres where civilians get it for food to arrive. And as they're taking those flour, 103 was killed, 700 injured. A whole of starvation. Intentional starvation, say onze mensen van Palestine. This is intentional starvation. While I'm talking now here, yeah, they are going to send ships to Gaza shores, to say, whoever of Gaza wants to, there's the ships for you, there's food for you, there's clothing for you, there's shelter for you, and you're gonna go send you to some Arab lands or wherever, your freedom is there, go. This white man is writing, he's saying, please don't jump into that ship. Don't jump into that ship. Mag Allah sterkte gee. for ons mense. Is it a time like when Moses was in front of the sea and is looking back and his people are saying, hey, Moses, ons is swak, as nou niks meer nie, sien sien so, wat gaat nou gebeur? En het gesê, Allah is met my. The last straw of those people of Gaza, that Allah is with us. And don't think whoever was bombed into pieces and has lost their lives as families, as brothers, as children, as innocent ones, don't think they are dead. They are shuhada by Allah. They are hanging by the throne of Allah's arsh. They are rejoicing that they have attained martyrdom because they stood up for Aqsa. They stood up for deen. They stood up for haq, for justice. And Allah loves justice. What we went through in apartheid is just a pity of what die mense die gaan die kante, mag Allah sy verstaan en gegeriste broers. So the whole Arab and Muslim nations can't provide even bread for Gaza children. Was starved by Israel to death. 17,000 children torn from their parents. Ons praat in die dag van Jumu'ah, in a state van Poasa, sê achter me, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Anna masane yadur, wa anta arhamur rahimin. Anna masane yadur, fi Gaza, wa anta arhamur rahimin. Oh Allah, this 10 days of Ramadan, the first 10 days is known as the days of your mercy. And as one of your prophets said, oh most merciful Allah, anni masane yadur, I'm going through so much of difficulties and hardships, and you are most merciful. And Allah then answered his plea. May Allah answer the plea of our people of Palestine and Gaza. Can there be any greater evil than the massacre, starving people, collecting food for their dying children, geliefde broers in Islam? Can there be any massacre greater than that? You, O Israel, you caged them, you starved them, you bombed them, you blamed them. What God's chosen are you? You are actually God's chosen psychopaths. You're psychopaths. You're malinle koppe. And as the Ummah, we support a one-state solution. And that one state should be Palestine. The terrorist Israeli armies open fire from tanks and drones while receiving humanitarian aid in northern Gaza. And the Israeli military, they leave bombs that look like canned meat. Imagine, they dig as blikkies bunches. And they hatlo for it because it's vulnerable, it's survival. But as they blikkie bunches opmaak, as it exists as grenades, as bombs, but for you explode and wherever in surroundings us. Kan daar innige meer kouwete mense wees as die vervloekte nasie, geliefde broers. Thousands of children in military prisons, they are sentenced for what? They are sentenced for throwing stones at the soldiers who scare them daily with guns. Maar Allah Ta'ala slaap in my geliefde broers in Islam. My dear friends in Islam, therefore again a reminder for me and you, we all go through phases of life, stages of life. Ons allemaal acknowledge ons swak in ons iman. But ons moet werk op ons iman. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu, om mense wat iman het, upgrade hulle iman. As was allemaal dom ou, wat jou cellphone het gaan los op een bar. Op die bar kom nou naar rooi toe, het wees wie ook. Maar het is so swak, jy gaat nie effort maak om te upgrade nie, of te recharge, hy battery nie, etc. nie. Likewise, my broers in Islam, ons moet weg op onze iman. En hoe gaat ons weg op onze iman? Ons moet een nieuwe maak om te bring a change in onze leven. Jullie wat allemaal hier zo als vandaag. Waar gaat jullie vanavond wees? Ik vraag van jullie, waar is jullie vanavond? Jullie wat achter praat, wat later komt, waar vanavond is jullie vanavond? Huh? Waar is jullie vanavond? Die masjid, heel vir julle geliefde broers in Islam. Het is vir julle die present, die Koran word gebad, sa vir julle, vat die baraka, hier so, bring het in jou leven, gaat terug huis toe, gaat kijk het. My dear friends in Islam, your series, your Netflix, your sports, your computer games, your car racing, your chilling, sodat agter, sodat one side my bruise. Kyk wat is fundamental, dis 'n groot maand. In Gaza, hundreds of masjid has been bombed to rubble. But it touches us to see, despite the conditions, those Palestinians come still together. And they make a way amidst that rubble. The minaret hangs skief. Maar dat iemand vorm te maken tarawih. Because they realize Allah's orders moet ons uitdra. En op Allah's orders gaat Allah's divine help kom. My broers, dis eye-openers. Moet nie dink as Gaza nie. Die ding gaat morgen ruk. Hier soek my geliefde broers. En ons is swak, my broers. Ons is swak. Kijk vir ons aan. Ons is swak because ons lief is te lekker. Maak tauba. Kom terug na Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. En die minste wat jy kan doen, my broer. Want as jy breek jou poasa, dan vraag vir Allah, ja Allah, upgrade my imam. Ja Allah, laat ek bou op my salah. Ja, laat ek die jaar achieve something, maar laat ek een beetje langer staan in my tarawih. Ja Allah, die mense swa. Ek het nog ouwers hier so. Ek het nog broers hier so. Ek het nog sisters hier so, ja Allah. Die imam het gesê, nee, moet swak maak hier, man. Is dit van hulle barang kleren? Laat ek hop in my beste van kleren, maar laat ek my iman een beetje blink, man. Daar is het, laat my binnen een beetje blink. En ja Allah, vir die mense daar wat die het, ja Allah, bring u sy help na hulle. Hulle vraag dit vir ons in doa's, my broers, because hulle glo in doa van een persoon wat poasa, dat gaat help die Palestinian cause. En ook as daar broers van ons het, wat die wish het om te ertikaaf, sê hulle, kom in hulle numbers, gaat ertikaaf in Aqsa. Because ons, die Palestinians, kan nie kom in Aqsa nie. Die youngsters daar word electric computer rise been om hulle gesit. Dat as hulle deurkom, gaat die detector vir hulle, gaat die detector afkom, dan gaat hulle opgesluit word vir life. Jong meisjes, gaan die hulle sisters gewis het, was gemolest gewis, geryp gewis, getoortje gewis, dan word gegooi terug, daar gaat na jou pa toe. Maar as jy pimp, dan doen ons met julle ander sister, wat ook in die tronk is. Die is die situation at hand, daar so my bloes. Ons is bezig met een vervloekte nasie. Dan gaat ons nog altijd zijn vir die DA om te sê, ons is saam met julle. Cowards is julle geliefde broers. Munafikoon is ons. Om te sel julle dien vir een bietje van die dunia, my geliefde broers, at the expense, wanneer ons mense daar so in Palestine die baie zwaarigheid gehad, mag Allah ta'ala verlichting bring. Daarvoor om af te einde, sê die geliefde Rasulullah, al masjid baytu kullu taqi. If you want taqwa, if you want to upgrade and nurture your iman, make an intention to come to the masjid. Sit in the environment of the masjid. Start to reflect and ponder and ask Allah, ya Allah, forgive me for my shortcomings. I acknowledge I am weak, but I want to remedy my life. This could be your chance. This could be your chance for the doors of Jannah opening, for the doors of Jannah putting your name there, because you do not know if you're going to get another Ramadan. Wa ma tawfiq illa billah. Was aangevraagd to announce that alhamdulillah, die is vir ons. Ons het hier so gaste, hier so. Ons maak so door af van Nazli Williams, had a kidney and liver failure, was hospitalized a month ago. Doctors are now sent her home as there's nothing they can do for her due to her ailment. Please make dua, recovery and ease. Mag Allah ta'ala, former, the wife of former Muhammad Williams, better known as Kimi, van Sussex Road, Weinberg. Mag Allah ta'ala gemakkelijk brengen voor sister Nazli. En mag Allah ta'ala kreeg haar potential donor, inshallah, voor complete shifa, inshallah. Elke zondag, inshallah, is een gatsklasse. Van 12 o'clock tot door. En daarna door is daar elke zondag in die maand van Ramadan, de special gasten. De likes of Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels, Mawlana Muhammad K, Sheikh Sayed Ahmed Al-Kaaf, Sheikh Ibrahim Moos, after every Sunday, after door, inshallah. Come and sit here. bring the family along, and one can only benefit upgrading one's iman. Wama tawfiq illa billah. Also support the bucket of joy. It's something that's been happening here for over 13, 14 years, where those at first fast for Ramadan as kids, they write a good letter, an experience of fasting, and they get here from Masjid to Sabr, goodies as known in a bucket of joy, to give some happiness to a girl and boy for their first time fasting. It started at Masjid to Sabr, and alhamdulillah, it goes through the whole entire Western Cape. Wa ma tawfiq illa billah.
يا مصطفى كل شيء
يا مصطفى